revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Promoting peace, liberty, and prosperity around the clock. LibertyTalk.fm.
Welcome to Living the Solution with Dr. Elena George. Today we have one of our favorite guests on the show. Dr. Susan Smith-Jones has certainly made an extraordinary contribution in the fields of holistic health, anti-aging, and longevity, including optimum nutrition and balanced living. For starters, she taught students and staff and faculty at UCLA how to be healthy and fit for over 30 years. She travels internationally, has a frequent media talk show appearance as a guest, and she's the author of many health books, including A Hug in a Mug, Revitalized with Superfoods and Healthy Living Extras, and Uplifted, 12 Minutes to More Joy, Faith, Kindness, Peace, and Vitality. And you can refer to her website, Susan Smith-Jones, for further information. Today we're going to talk about a topic that's, I think, very timely since it affects so many people in the world, especially here in the U.S. We're going to talk about high blood pressure. This is a silent killer, and the upshot from the show today is that you don't need to rely on drugs to lower your blood pressure. We're going to talk today about holistic health and what Dr. Susan has learned can give us ammunition to help ourselves naturally. So Dr. Susan, thank you so much for coming on the show today. Welcome as usual. It's absolutely a joy to have you on today.
Why, thank you, Dr. Elena. And this is such an important topic, an issue for billions of people around the planet, one that you and I have never discussed. So I'm just thrilled to talk about this, and I want to make it as practical as possible, give you a splattering of scientific studies to validate what I say, but make it so practical that people can make positive changes starting today.
I agree. So let's start off with the basics. Is high blood pressure more serious as we age, and is there a real cause for it? They give us a lot of different things, weight or diet, but what really causes it, in your opinion?
It's a great place to start, for sure. Like you said, blood pressure is called the silent killer, and that's for good reason, because, as you know, you can't feel it. You don't know it's high unless someone measures it, or you do. And yet, uncontrolled high blood pressure is quietly damaging your arteries, your kidneys, and your heart every single day. And it is very prevalent worldwide, because about 1.3 billion people around the world have hypertension. And the WHO, the World Health Organization, calls it the single most important risk factor for early death worldwide. And so high blood pressure is responsible for probably, according to the statistics, 10.8 million preventable deaths every year. So yes, it is a very large problem.
That's a lot of people who've been affected by it. It's amazing. I actually saw a patient today who had a mini stroke. Thank God she recovered, but blood pressure was her underlying medical condition. Now, before we go through your 10 blood pressure lowering superfoods, tell us what the main three mechanisms are that we can lower our blood pressure. You write about this in your book, Hug in a Mug.
Let me mention, before I talk about that, why it's more serious as we age, because I didn't answer your first question, the main cause for it. As we get older, people experience what doctors call essential hypertension. They can't really put their finger on exactly what the cause is, but we have ideas and clues from what actually works. And the foods we eat have a powerful and well-documented effect on blood pressure. Blood pressure does not have to rise essentially as we get older. And that's usually due to diet and lifestyle factors. Food has a very powerful effect, and randomized controlled trials have shown double-digit drops in systolic blood pressure, that's the upper number, from specific foods. And so, just so you know, over the years, I've been reviewing all of the research on diet and blood pressure because so many people come to me for this issue. And I always like to look at what foods are the best foods to eat. I'm always into natural remedies. And I have found a few winners that perform well that you're going to love. And like you just said, they have different mechanisms, so the results can be additive. But the good news is they don't have side effects like drugs, and they do have what I like to say, side benefits. And there are three main mechanisms by which food lowers blood pressure. I write about it in my book, A Hug and a Mug. Okay, get your pen and paper out. Your blood pressure, like most people know, and you sort of intimated to this a moment ago, is not a fixed number. It responds every single day throughout the day dynamically to dozens of inputs like what you eat, how you sleep, how much you weigh, how stressed you are at a given moment, and the health of your blood vessels. So very briefly, the three main mechanisms by which food can help lower blood pressure are these. 1, nitric oxide production. Certain foods are rich in nitrates or compounds that help your blood vessels produce nitric oxide, which causes them to relax and widen, hence it lowers the blood pressure. 2, another mechanism is your inflammation reduction. Chronic low-grade inflammation stiffens the blood vessel walls, and anti-inflammatory foods reduce the stiffness. And by the way, so does what you and I talked about a few months ago. We had a whole show on red light therapy, one of the best ways to reduce that chronic low-grade inflammation. And the third mechanism is called endothelial function. Now, most people know this, but the inner lining of your blood vessels, the endothelium, regulates the constriction and dilation. Several foods directly support endothelial health. So you'll see in a moment that there are different foods that go through these three different mechanisms so they can combine to give you this additive effect.
I mean, I always thought of food as a medicine, but to be able to eat in a way synergistically, to hopefully get yourself off of medication and reverse these insults that we deal with every day is amazing. So if you would be so kind, give us the 10 blood pressure lowering superfoods.
Okay, so we'll go each one. I'll see if I can give you whatever study. I'll give you how to use it in your diet, little tips. The first and most important is flax seeds. First of all, just like turmeric is probably God's best natural remedy on planet Earth for inflammation, food-wise, flax seeds are probably the most underrated blood pressure food on the planet. That's why I'm going to start right here. And if you don't remember anything we talk about today and you're struggling with high blood pressure, you pay attention to this number one. The landmark flax pad trial, PAD, I'll tell you what that is in a moment, at the University of Manitoba, enrolled 110 adults with PAD, peripheral artery disease, in a randomized controlled trial. And let me just say to you quickly, and for those people that might not know about PAD, this is a common condition in which the arteries become narrowed, reducing blood flow to the arms and legs, hence the title peripheral artery disease. And it's caused by a buildup of fatty clumps called plaque inside the walls of the arteries. And PAD can happen in any blood vessel, but it's more common, by the way, in the legs than in the arms. Plaque on your teeth is made up of bacteria, food particles, and saliva. The plaque in the arteries is not the same as the plaque in the teeth. The artery plaque is made up of cholesterol, calcium, other substances found in food. The plaque on your beautiful teeth is, as I just said, made up of bacteria, food particles, saliva, and the bacteria plaque on your teeth will feed on the carbs and sugars, producing acid as they metabolize the sugars. So the acids, as you probably know, can damage the enamel and the roots of the teeth, leading to gum disease and tooth decay. So these two plaques are totally different. So back to this University of Manitoba, incredible landmark flax pad trial. They took 110 adults with peripheral artery disease and put them in this trial. And the participants consumed, this is what you want to pay attention to, 30 grams of ground flaxseed daily. What's 30 grams? It's about 2 tablespoons, the way we would think of it, usually more than grams. And they got the flaxseed or a placebo, but when they got the flaxseed, it was either in yum, baked into bagels, muffins, or pasta. So neither group knew what they were getting. And the trial ran for 6 months. That's important to remember. And the results were absolutely remarkable. The participants who started the trial with systolic blood pressure above 140 millimeters per hg, that's millimeters of mercury, and most people know what the good numbers are and the bad numbers, those eating flaxseed, you ready for this? Drop their systolic pressure by an average of 15 points, and this is over 6 months. Diastolic drop by 7 points. Now, these are not small changes. That is a clinically significant reduction comparable to what doctors expect from prescription medication. And by the way, this food of all the 10, I'll talk just a teeny bit more on because it's that important. A second study trial published in 2021, the studies are in my book, by the way, in which participants consumed 30 grams again over 12 weeks, not 6 months, and showed a significant drop in systolic blood pressure over the time in the flaxseed group, while the placebo group's blood pressure went up. And I know what you're thinking. Why does this work? Why is flaxseed one of God's most remarkable superfoods? And it works through a few mechanisms. Briefly, flaxseed has something we know called omega-3 fat, ALA, that's alpha-linolenic acid. And that has been proven through multiple studies to reduce inflammation, and it supports nitric oxide production in blood vessel walls. And then in flaxseed, there's something called lignans, L-I-G-N-A-N-S. That's a class of phytoestrogens found in higher concentration in flaxseed than any other food on planet Earth. I love that. And have their own blood pressure lowering effect confirmed in separate lignin-enriched complex trials. Flaxseed, almost done here. Flaxseed also has magnesium, about 123 milligrams per 30-gram serving, or 2 tablespoons. And that's about 30% of your daily need. And why is that? Why is magnesium important? It supports vascular relaxation. And then the fiber in flaxseed supports overall cardiovascular health. So keep this in mind, Dr. Elena. In comparison against hypertensive drugs, the best combinations typically are 3 to 4 medications used at low doses, these reduce systolic blood pressure about 18 points systolic, the upper number. Flaxseed's 15-point reduction puts it in the same league and without any side effects, any bad side effects. So how do you use it? You could put 2 to 3 tablespoons of flaxseed in your smoothies in the morning, like I did this morning, in oatmeal, in muffins. You could sprinkle on salad, but remember, it needs to be freshly ground, not whole, because your body needs to be able to absorb the compounds in it. If you eat it whole, you think, oh, I could chew it. I can break it down like I do chia seed. But no, it will be looking up at you in a day or two later from the toilet bowl. So again, like I said, if there's nothing else you take away from this discussion, this is the number one thing you can do. Start taking flaxseed daily. And I don't recommend that you buy ground flaxseed in the store. You don't know how long it's been sitting there. And all you have to do is get a little, like a little coffee grinder. And I have mine dedicated to my nuts and seeds. And once a week, I grind about 1 to 1.5 cups of freshly ground flaxseed. It takes 2 minutes, including cleaning my little grinder. And then I put it in a little porcelain container with a lid. You put it in the fridge because it's got oils in it. You don't want it to go rancid. And once a week I do that. Sometimes I'll just take a heaping tablespoon of it and put it in my mouth or put it in a glass of water, stir it up and drink it down. Whether you have high blood pressure or not, flax seeds are so important to eat every day. There you go. That's my brief little discussion on flax seeds.
That was really well done and it makes me want to go out now and get some. Now, from the flax seed standpoint, Is there organic versus non-organic? Because obviously, if you're going to pulverize anything, you don't want any chemicals in it.
Yeah. Well, listen, whenever you could go for organic, like you and I talk about all the time, you do it. I go to my health food store, my co-op in Santa Monica here, and I buy it in bulk. I also sometimes get, actually quite often, 5-pound bags of it organically grown online on Amazon, and there's a gold color. I love the golden color. I love that. It's so beautiful. And there's a dark color, very, very dark. I like to see the golden color sprinkled over my food. Doesn't matter what color you get. They're both equally beneficial. So try to go for organic.
Okay. That sounds like a plan. I don't want to interrupt you because we have a lot of different foods to hit. So I want to take a small break and come back. So we'll take our first break. You're living in the solution. Welcome back to Living the Solution. We're speaking with Dr. Susan Jones. And before the break, you were giving a really excellent breakdown on flax seeds. So that's number one on your list of must-dos. What's the next superfood that you recommend?
Yes, and by the way, flax are the best. Beets are right up there. But every one of these 10 foods, because they affect one of those 3 different mechanisms, are all important to have into your diet. And nothing is crazy and hard to get. Second one will be beets. Fast-acting nitric oxide from your plate. Now, by the way, you hear the word nitric oxide, and some people think of nitrous oxide. They're different. That's the colorless gas that your dentist might use to help with pain relief or anesthesia. So a lot of people don't know that. But beets are famous for their nitrate, N-I-T-R-A-T-E, content, and that's for good reason, because dietary nitrates, a little explanation of this from beets, are converted by the lovely bacteria in your saliva into nitrite, N-I-T-R-I-T-E, a difference in an A and an I. And then by your body, it's converted into nitric oxide, the same molecule that relaxes and widened your blood vessels. The mechanism is really fast. And there was a highly cited randomized controlled trial at the Barts and London School of Medicine, published in Hypertension in 2015, that showed that a daily supplement of dietary nitrate from beet, in England they say beetroot, juice, produced sustained blood pressure reductions in hypertensive patients over 4 weeks, that's 1 month, with systolic blood pressure dropping an average of 7.7 points compared to a placebo. And what's really notable about this study is the word sustained, because many trials show a short-term drop in blood pressure after beet juice. And it does drop the blood pressure right after you drink it. That's how effective the nitrate that converts to nitrite is. And it keeps working as long as you drink it. And here's a little practical tip. And I have this recipe in my book, A Hug and a Mug. The combination of beets, spinach, and carrots in a fresh juice is one of the best nitric oxide delivery systems available from food. Here's why. Spinach is actually one of the highest nitrate vegetables gram for gram. Carrots add antioxidants that protect nitric oxide from being broken down before it can do its work. And then the fresh juice, and then of course you've got the beets, and then the fresh juice is a great way to deliver the dietary nitrate because, again, it reacts with the bacteria in your mouth instantly. So you get an excellent conversion of nitrate to nitric oxide in your body when you consume it as a juice. The synergy of these three veggies is greater than any one of them alone. Now, and listen, you might be thinking, well, Susan, I don't have time to juice, and I don't even have a juicer, so how am I going to get these benefits of, like, beets? And you know I don't have any connections with companies, but there's this Christian company called Hallelujah Diet, and they make something, a powder, that's all raw. It's not heated at a high temperature, from pure organic beets called Beet Max. And what I've done for 20 years, I take the Beet Max, I put it in a teaspoon or a tablespoon in a glass of water, I stir it up, I drink it down, it takes 2 minutes. And I've been ordering it from Hallelujah Diet for just about 20 years. And I'm going to mention this because, and please know, I get no kickback on if anybody orders this, but I wouldn't be without it. The Beet Max and their Barley Max. I always call because I like to talk to real people on the phone. And one of the people I call to order it, the only one actually, is Connie. And her number is in North Carolina is 704-406-6238. So I have Beet Max, and this morning I did Beet Max powder with Barley Max, and I put in some strawberries. You'll hear in a moment, strawberry powder that I get at my health food store, that's raw, pure, no other ingredient, but pure organic strawberry powder. And that's probably one of the reasons I have rather low, sometimes too low actually, blood pressure. Sometimes when I've been lying down or sitting, I can't jump up really quickly because I have super low blood pressure. I know this Beet Max and the Barley Max are two reasons why.
That makes it sound so easy to do. I mean, by the time you buy all this at a farmer's market or something, you would stop after you get into the routine, it's, if you don't have enough time, you let it go. This is simple. You just take a tablespoon or a teaspoon of the powder, mix it in water, and keep it moving.
I know. And you know what? Truth be told, I used to juice all the time. And sadly, maybe, I just don't have the time these days. And here's something that this company has no idea that I do this. But the color of the BeatMax is so beautiful, and I'll take a teeny little dash of it, and I'll get my finger wet with a little water, and I dip it in that dash of the powder. You're never going to believe this, but it's beautiful. And I dab it on my cheekbones, and I rub it in, and it makes honestly, the company has no idea I do this. It makes the most beautiful natural blush on my cheeks.
Because of vasodilation, right?
well, maybe that, but also it's the color of it. And I know it's natural and it's organic and it's just beets. And I know a lot of people don't like beets. They just don't like beets. But when you add it with the Beet Max, with the Barley Max, and maybe, like, I have strawberry powder I get at my health food store raw. I have pomegranate. I have goji. I have blueberry. You can add another different one with the Beet Max and the Barley Max and make it any flavor you want. Or you just put the Beet Max in your smoothie.
This sounds really just, you can cookbook this and make it to your taste and still get the benefit every time you do it.
Exactly.
You know, it sounds to me also that it's a lot more reasonably priced because you're able to get how many pounds of vegetables and would you have and berries would you have to buy?
Exactly. Boy, are you smart. That's right. Because you have to grow a lot of barley grass and a lot of beets to then condense it down to a very concentrated powder. And you don't need to take much of it, like a teaspoon a day, which I have done for 20 years. And you know that from many shows we've done together now, I have never taken any prescription medications in my life. We're not telling people they don't have to, but I'm saying that there are ways to look to nature to help you. I'll talk more about that before the show's over, that if you have high blood pressure, you don't just stop any medication and go on to natural foods. You work with your doctor, but we'll save that for the end.
Absolutely. Now let's take our second break because we're going to go into more of the superfoods and want people to be able to digest this and get their pens if they already haven't gotten them. They need to get them now. So let's take our second break and come back. You're living in the solution. Welcome back to Living Solution. We're speaking with Dr. Jones. Been on the show multiple times, and it's just a revelation that there's so many things that we can do for ourselves instead of just turning to a Band-Aid that has side effects. It seems like the medications have more severe side effects than I remember them having when I was in medical school. As we've talked before, I mean, death is one of the things they say that you can get, or cancer. I think that's a high risk for taking medicines if you don't really, really have to take them. So let's continue our list. You've talked about flaxseed, beets, berries, and spinach. What other leafy green besides spinach would people need to consider?
Yeah, well, you see, I love that too. Most people think beets as the number one nitrate food, but leafy greens like arugula, spinach, Swiss chard, kale, watercress are actually among the highest dietary sources of nitrates available. The number one of that group is one of my favorites. It's arugula, and it contains a nitrate concentration that rivals beet juice in all of the scientific studies. If you have a 100-gram portion, that's about 3.5 ounces. It's only 25 calories. 25 in 3.5 ounces. That will provide you with about 480 milligrams of nitrate. Spinach is not that far behind, and these levels are high enough to produce the same nitric oxide pathway that beet juice studies have demonstrated. There was a great comprehensive study on nitrate-rich vegetables and blood pressure published in the Journal of Human Hypertension, concluded that regular consumption of nitrate-rich veggies was associated with significant reduction in blood pressure, and the effect appeared to accumulate with consistent daily intake. And this is one of the reasons why I always have at least one large salad daily. And in my salad, I might have a base or a bed of arugula, baby leaf spinach, spring mix. To that, maybe I'll add my beets, my carrots, always some Swiss chard chopped up, kale, watercress. And if you do that with a salad, you're delivering a meaningful nitrate dose every single day. So how do you do this? You make sure you have at least one good salad a day. And this is an important point. Lightly cooked leafy greens, let's just say spinach and Swiss chard and kale. They also work because nitrates themselves are heat stable, so you won't lose the nitrates with cooking. And lightly steaming is a good way to do it.
Is that the same with beets if you cook them?
It's almost the same as beets. It's good. It's really good to get the beets raw, which is why juicing is good and which is why the best thing is barley mix powder.
Got you.
Yeah.
So what the next on the list would be garlic. It's a really, it's a medicinal, is it a vegetable? How does garlic work with this?
Yeah. And I'm going to also say to you, because a moment ago you said strawberries. Mm-hmm. I want to say that in berries, they're rich in something called polyphenols, particularly something called anthocyanins. And these improve the endothelial function and reduce arterial stiffness. With lots of studies, one with 93,600 women over the age of 18, those who ate the most blueberries and strawberries, and that was three or more servings per week, they had a 10% lower risk of developing hypertension compared to those eating the least amount. And they think it's because of that anthocyanin content. And then there have been other studies done 8 weeks having 50 grams, that's about 3 tablespoons of freeze-dried strawberries for 8 weeks, significantly reduced systolic blood pressure and lowered LDL. That's why I said to you this morning, in a big glass, I put in a teaspoon of the beet max, a teaspoon of the barley max. Barley is barley greens, not the grain. The greens is one of the most nutrient-dense foods on planet Earth. And then I put in strawberry powder, and then the water I use, it was green tea. You can do it chilled or heated tea, stir it up, and what a great way to start your day. And so you can buy, you know, frozen berries are one of the most affordable, nutritionally consistent ways to meet this target. Berries aren't going to drop your blood pressure 15 points the way flaxseed can, but they're still protecting the structural integrity of your blood vessel walls over time and reducing the inflammation that makes hypertension worse. I call them a team player. And they're great with this long-term work. So remember, all kinds of berries, blueberries, strawberries, in smoothies, on oatmeal, any way you can get them in, a little bit every day.
That sounds easy to do again. So what about garlic now?
Oh, man, I love garlic. Now, garlic... Yeah, garlic has been used medicinally for thousands of years, but it's now modern research that's given us a mechanistic explanation for how it lowers blood pressure. It has an active compound called allicin that's in the garlic, produced when it's crushed or chopped. And it acts similarly to ACE inhibitor drugs. You know, ACE is mm-hmm. angiotensin, converting enzyme inhibitors mm-hmm. that helps to lower blood pressure. But it works similar to the ACE inhibitor drugs. But it's a different mechanism, garlic, than we saw with flax seeds or the nitric oxide-rich vegetables or berries. A study in 2008 at the National Institute of Integrative Medicine in Australia, published in the Journal of Nutrition, a big one, pulled data, I love these, from 17 randomized controlled trials and found that garlic supplementation significantly reduced systolic blood pressure by an average of 4.5 points in hypertensive patients, diastolic by 2.5. But here's what you need to know, make it practical. These trials had roughly 2 to 4 cloves of garlic per day, or aged garlic extract supplements, and the raw garlic, keep this in mind, crushed and allowed to rest for 10 minutes before eating, produced the most allicin production. So you maybe think about having you can make veggie smoothies with garlic. 2 crushed cloves of garlic, let them sit for 10 minutes, add them to a salad, your dressings, vegetable dishes, soups, and daily consistent use makes a difference. I buy from this company online at Amazon this crushed garlic in a big container because I use it all the time, and I like quick things, right? Mm-hmm. And you just take the lid off, you put in a teaspoon, and you pull out the crushed organic garlic, and it's done for you right there. Those are good things to have on hand.
Just for the people who have, they like certain foods or their appetites are kind of hard to please. You've got so many choices. There's going to be something in the list already that you've given us that somebody will love.
Yes.
And, you know, yes. You don't have to suffer to stay healthy, basically.
And you can hide things in things, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like in smoothies. Yeah. And probably next on the list, oats and barley. These are soluble fibers that help both to lower cholesterol and blood pressure. Oats and barley contain something called beta-glucan. That's a soluble fiber that does 2 things very well. It lowers your LDL, and it also lowers the blood pressure. And there was one study done and published in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition that analyzed the effects of whole grain, not quick oats, okay, but whole grain oat consumption on blood pressure across randomized controlled trials. And they found that compared to the control groups, the oat group showed significant reductions in both systolic and diastolic. And this mechanism includes multiple pathways because the beta-glucan feeds the gut bacteria that produce those short-chain fatty acids with anti-inflammatory effects. It reduces the absorption of compounds that elevate blood pressure, and it improves insulin sensitivity, which helps regulate blood pressure. But then again, you want to get in barley juice every day. I am the first person to tell you I'm not going to, like I used to do in the olden days, because I'm very senior person right now. I used to, Dr. Elena, buy big flats of wheatgrass juice, and I used to cut off the wheatgrass. And I used to juice it. My goodness, it takes a lot of time. And then you need all the extra kitchen space. Well, barley grass looks like wheatgrass juice. And there's no way I'm going to go out, and I wouldn't even know where to get it, to buy flats of barley grass. But again, that company, Hallelujah Diet, has this Barley Max that's raw, not... they pick it when it's young, it's organic, they juice it, and then they dry it at low temperatures, and it's pure barley grass, one of the most nutrient-rich foods on planet Earth. I've taken Barley Max for about 20-plus years, maybe Beet Max for about 15 years. And most people put it in smoothies, put it in a glass with the Barley Max, other things. I literally will do this. They have They have original and berry flavored, if you don't like grass flavor. But I love the original. I take a big tablespoon of it. I put it in my mouth in the morning. You can't breathe through your mouth because you'll gag a little bit. So you know what I mean? You breathe mm-hmm. through your nose. And I let it just melt in my mouth because it gets into your system quickly. Probably a good thing to use if you're going trick-or-treating because you see a green residue on your teeth. And if you smile at people. But, you know, but then within 5 minutes, it melts away, and then I'll brush my teeth afterwards. But I'm going to give you one more time the telephone number, but just tell you, Barley Max helps the blood pressure. It helps your whole body as a whole because there are very few foods on planet Earth that have the nutritional density as organic barley grass juice powder. And I always call Connie in North Carolina. This is the last time I'll give out the number, but it's 704. Remember, that's Eastern time, 406-6238. And I call her as opposed to ordering it at myhdiet.com because she's so sweet and nice, and she's got a great North Carolina accent, and she's always helpful. And if I have any nutrition questions, she answers them. So how do you do all this with the oats? You know, have a cup of, or a half a cup, I should say, of oatmeal. I like the steel cut oats because I like the chewiness to it. And definitely you want a tablespoon of Barley Max powder every day that you can mix 50-50 with the Beet Max, or you can put in different fruit powders, put it in your smoothie, and it works. And then I know we're running out of time, but pomegranate, a lot of people know that pomegranate is a powerful polyphenol food for blood pressure. Tons of trials done on it. One of the latest ones in the journal called Atherosclerosis, one of the first ones to document the pomegranate juice reduced systolic blood pressure by 21% over 2 weeks, which is the same target as ACE inhibitor drugs. There are other studies. Now by itself, it's not as big a drop. It's about 5 points. It's not like flaxseed at 15 points. But when everything, like you said a moment ago, is combined, when you combine a few things, 1, 2, 3, 4, or all of these, then these small reductions do add up. Mm-hmm. I have a pomegranate organic raw, meaning it's been made into a powder at a low temperature, pretty pink color. I get it at my health food store. I can also get it online. So, and if you go to the health food store, by the way, to get pomegranate juice, and you would want about 4 ounces a day, but I put a teaspoon in a glass of water. You can eat a pomegranate, but it sure is easier to do the powder. But you want to make sure that the pomegranate juice you get has no added sugar. The benefit comes from the polyphenols, not the sugar. And you want to get one that's raw and freeze-dried. Without sugar.
That's with all of these. It's one thing that strikes me is if you juice these, there's not a lot of sugar in any of these. The berries don't have a lot of sugar. The leafy greens won't. So you're not going to raise your blood sugar doing it, will you?
No, nothing. Absolutely nothing. Nothing. And even with the next one, I'll talk about legumes. Legumes, beans, lentils, chickpeas, they all have fiber, potassium, and magnesium in one beautiful package. And they all contribute to lowering your blood pressure through several mechanisms. They're the best source of potassium in the diet, which directly counteracts blood pressure-raising effect of sodium. They're rich in magnesium. That supports vascular relaxation, which is why it's good to have magnesium supplement at night before you go to bed. Relaxes you. They have soluble fiber, which feeds that beautiful gut bacteria that produce short-chain fatty acids and help with being an anti-inflammatory. Many studies show that having legume consumption every day will make a significant reduction in reducing systolic blood pressure. How do you do it? You want to have a half a cup to a cup of cooked beans daily. You don't eat them raw. And I think lentils are one of the easiest ones for a starting point because they don't need soaking. They cook quickly. Or else like black beans, chickpeas, you know, make fresh hummus a lot. That's good. Pinto beans work. And here's a little tip. If you have one of those instant pots to cook your beans, because the seasonings and flavor penetrate the beans better, you get consistent results every time. You know, you just rinse your beans a few times and cook them. No need to pre-soak for hours.
It's good to know. And what about walnuts? That's a superfood I've heard about.
Yeah, they're rich, very rich in omega-3 fats and arginine, and they help your vascular health. They're a very rich source of something called arginine. That, besides omega-3s, that's an amino acid, a protein that serves as raw material for nitric oxide production in your endothelial cells. So it's a different mechanism. A lot of studies, I won't go through them in detail, but one of the latest done at Penn State University showed 1.5 ounces, that's not a lot, of raw, unsalted, not roasted and salted, walnuts daily for 6 months reduced diastolic blood pressure significantly. And it's just so easy. You can put them in smoothies, on your salads, eat them out of hand. It's about 1 to 1.5 ounces a day as a snack. Now, I often blend them into my salad dressing because it thickens my salad dressing that I make fresh.
That's a good trick. You know, I got to take our last break because we have one more superfood to go through. And I want to make sure we have enough time for that. So let's take our last break and come back. You're living in the solution. Welcome back to Living in Solution. We're talking about superfoods that can naturally decrease your blood pressure with foods that are common, that are reasonably priced and easy to do. And our last one is going to be bananas and avocados. I didn't think of bananas as a thing that could lower your blood pressure.
Well, wait till you hear. And by the way, during every break, I'm drinking a glass of Beet Max, Barley Max, and blueberry powder. And I stir it up and, oh my goodness, it's so delicious. But by the way, blueberries can stain your teeth. So you want to make sure you brush your teeth well after them. Anyway, we'll talk about oral hygiene on another day. Bananas and avocados, potassium is a direct blood pressure regulator. I think it deserves its own entry because it works differently from all those other mechanisms. Potassium directly helps your kidneys excrete sodium, which is the primary driver of high blood pressure for most people. That's why doctors will tell you if you have high blood pressure to really cut out the salt or lower it. And the higher your potassium intake, the more efficiently your body manages sodium, and the lower your blood pressure tends to be. A lot of whole food, plant-based foods are very rich in potassium. You've heard of the DASH diet?
I have.
Yeah. Well, that one is probably the most well-studied dietary intervention for hypertension in mainstream medicine. And that works largely through a combination of higher potassium, magnesium and calcium intake alongside of lowering sodium. Bananas and avocados are two of the most potassium-dense foods if you eat a plant-based diet like I do. and a medium banana has about 420 milligrams of potassium. A medium avocado provides about 900 milligrams. And there were 33 trials in a meta-analysis in the BMI, British Medical Journal, in 2013, analyzed, looking at 128,000 participants, and found that the higher potassium intake was associated with 24% lower risk of stroke and significant reductions in blood pressure. So how do you do this? One banana, and I'd say a quarter to a half of an avocado, no more, because it's rich in fat, provides that meaningful potassium contribution. And by the way, you know, alongside other high potassium plant-based foods like sweet potatoes and beans, this will all help shift your sodium to potassium ratio in a favorable, positive direction. And of course, you got to cut out those processed foods, which tend to be a lot higher in sodium.
It's good to know. So in summary, what's your 6-point pillar that people need to take away from our conversation about superfoods?
Okay. All right. Let me go through these quickly. Number one, always start your morning with freshly ground flaxseed. You don't need to grind it every day, but once a week. That way, every week you regrind and it's fresh. You keep it in your fridge. 2 tablespoons in your smoothie, in the oatmeal, if you've got high blood pressure, or even if you don't and you want to be proactive like I am, right? Mm-hmm. Every morning I have it, or sometime during the day. I use it when I bake. You want to make this non-negotiable. It's the single highest impact dietary intervention for blood pressure. I always make sure along in the morning with the flaxseed, I have my big glass of Barley Max, Beet Max, often by themselves. I'll put a tablespoon of the Barley Max in my mouth, use the Beet Max as a blush on my cheeks, and, you know, or put them in your smoothie. Drink your vegetables, and this is where Barley Max and Beet Max come in. If you don't have a juicer, if you don't want a juice, and by the way, Hallelujah Diet also has Carrot Max. I forgot to tell you. So I often put Barley Max, Beet Max, Carrot Max. They're all low temperature, organic, raw, delicious powders, which will make it so you won't even need to juice because you have everything and you can drink them all down in 2 minutes. Next, build salads on leafy greens. Listen, avoid iceberg lettuce. It doesn't do much for you. Go for more darker vegetables, more nutritional value, more chlorophyll, like arugula, number one leafy green for the help with nitrates and to convert to nitric oxide. Spinach, mixed greens. These are all your nitrate base in your salad. 4, eat a cup of legumes every day. It could be a side, it could be in a burrito, on your salad. It could be a sandwich spread like hummus. You could put them in soup. You work on ways of finding fun ways to include beans in your daily diet and be consistent about it. And if you haven't had beans in a while, okay, you might need to spend some solitary time alone while your digestive system gets used to the beans, but give it 2 weeks and you'll be good to go. 5, snack on walnuts and berries. By the way, this combination covers the omega-3 arginine and polyphenol angles that I talked about in one simple snack. I like to make, it's a recipe in my book, I like to make chia seed pudding. It's so delicious, and I always put berries and walnuts into my raw chia seed delicious pudding. And then, of course, use garlic every day, but remember, crush it, let it sit for 10 minutes, and then you can cook with it if you don't want to have it raw. It's just easy, and you can buy crushed garlic, online or in your health food store.
Well, you know, time goes way too quickly, but I want to ask a question before we, talk to folks about how we can get your book. I know that people who are taking medication for blood pressure probably have this question. Is it safe to eat these foods if you're on blood pressure medication?
Oh, wow. Yeah, it's absolutely safe to take them. But here's an important precaution. Some of these foods, like flaxseed and beet max or barley max or beet juice, are potent enough to produce meaningful blood pressure reductions. So if you add them consistently to your diet, and you should get a blood pressure monitor at home. I forgot to say that, so you know your numbers. Monitor your blood pressure and communicate with your physician. A lowering effect combined with medication could produce blood pressure that goes too low. So again, you want to work with your physician if you have high blood pressure and you're on medication, and let them know what you're eating. As I said earlier, never adjust or stop blood pressure medications without consulting your physician. But I've worked with many people, and I'm not a medical doctor like you are. I always tell them to work with their doctor, but I work with them and their doctor, oftentimes getting them off blood pressure medication, but it's a process. You do it slowly. You bring these foods in, you check, you keep monitoring your pressure, and you work with your doctor.
That's excellent advice. In the 30 seconds we have left, how can people get your books?
Yeah, well, go to SusanSmithJones.com, especially A Hug and a Mug and Uplifted. Go to books, scroll down. In A Hug and a Mug, you'll find so much about foods and a healthy lifestyle. In that book, I show you how to read your body's signals and support your own wellness with natural remedies like herbs, spices, teas, juices, soups, other natural treatments, like my grandmother taught me, and then I back it up with studies. And you'll learn about each of your major body systems, like respiratory, digestive, immune, nervous, memory, reproductive, circulatory, and more, optimally and miraculously how each one functions. And then I teach you the best foods, nutriments, and natural remedies to nourish and repair problem areas, restore lost vitality, and support your body as a whole to prevent future problems. It's a great resource book, A Hug and a Mug. It comes in color and black and white. It even has over 100 food recipes. The color's the nicer version. Easy to get on Amazon. There's a way to get autographed copies by me. You have to go to SusanSmithJones.com, click on my book titles, and then you'll see if you want an autographed copy.
Well, Susan, thank you so much for joining me today. I can't wait to have you back on.
I'm looking forward to it. Thank you.
Thank you. And thank you, everybody, for living in the solution.
Revolutionary Talk for Revolutionary Times. Liberty Talk FM.